All right, fighters, what's going on today? Today, I'm excited to bring you the first of our rapid-fire interviews that happen every Friday here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. And today, I'm hanging out with, I'll just give you guys a quick flyover here. I'm hanging out with James. James is a general contractor, specializes in residential additions. He's been in business for 29 years, so he's new. He's really new. No, that's a joke, obviously. He's currently doing about, he's on track for 20 here to do $1.25 million, $1.25 million. He's got six employees that work in his business. Welcome, James. Glad to have you here, man.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here, Tom.
You ready to rock and roll?
I am.
All right, man. So I'm going to hit the timer here, and I'm going to ask you a question right after I hit the timer, and I will give you an update, like I told you before we hit record here, of how much time we have left. And the whole purpose here is just to give people some good stuff to chew on, some real life examples and stories of people that are fighting for their business and their families. And we're going to rock and roll, man. So I'm ready when you are.
Cool. Ready.
All right, James, first question. What was the biggest challenge you were facing in your business that you needed to address?
You know, Tom, I'd been working a really long time. You mentioned 29 years. Been working a really long time at a really expensive hobby. I just wasn't producing an income, really. And I just figured if I just sold more, if I just got more done, that I would make money. And I just, it just wasn't viable. I was not making any money. And so once I realized that, you know, I really couldn't do that, then I actually hired a business coach for $500 a month for 6 months. And when I did it, I didn't even know how I was going to make payroll that week. And he assured me that it would pay off. And it did.
What's your motivation to get better? I mean, why bother?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I just got fed up, Tom. I got fed up not reaching my potential, like sitting there going, man, I know you can do better than this. And I actually saw a quote that's hanging in my office now that basically says the definition of hell is at the end of your life, the person you become meets the person you could become. And that just, man, that just hit me. And, you know, you asked why bother. And I think we as humans, I think we're just wired to want to grow. And, you know, when you see people that are stagnant, they're just not fulfilling their potential. They're not being true to who they are. And, you know, sometimes we just let reality, quote unquote, beat that out of us. And, you know, some never find their way out. I did.
That's cool. That quote you shared about meeting the person you could have become, was that from Ed Mylett? Did you hear that?
I honestly don't know where it was from. I saw it. I typed it up and I printed it up.
Cool. Yeah. I think that's where I first heard that. And that's something that also drives me, man.
I'd be happy to give credit where credit's due if I knew where it went.
There you go. Well, you can give me the credit if you want. I actually said that, James. That was the first one.
It might have been that. I don't know.
All right, man. We got 6.5 minutes left here, man. Plenty of time. What one mindset or strategy have you implemented that's made the biggest positive change in your business?
I'm going to preface this by saying this one's weird. For most contractors, they're going to go, that doesn't compute. But I had to learn to like myself. I had to learn to love myself. And once I learned to do that, everything changed. You know, we're harder on ourselves than anybody around us is. And once we learn to love ourselves and see our value, then others see it too.
What's one thing you did to learn to like yourself more?
And we can go down a rabbit hole with this one. But, you know, I was constantly beating myself up for my past, for my bad mistakes that I'd made in the past. And I just realized one day that the guy that was me in the past did his best, right? He'd done his best. He did the best he knew how to do. And so I literally said out loud, man, thanks so much for getting me here.
You did something right to stay in the game this long, right?
Yeah.
You scrapped and found a way.
Yeah. And I said it out loud in front of a mirror and it felt weird. And I did it until it didn't feel weird anymore.
And I think, and the reason I asked to go a little deeper on that is because I think that's something a lot of people struggle with is, you know,
100%,
being their own biggest fan.
So, yeah.
All right, number four here, man. What's the number one thing you're attacking currently to make your business better?
Systems, 100%. I've got to get some systems. I mean, as you mentioned, there's a system. I've just got to get it in a format that it becomes duplicatable, and then everybody can follow it, myself included. That's my biggest challenge right now.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to put stuff on paper and then not do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
We let ourselves off the hook many times with the systems that we implement. One of the big ones that I see is we set up payment terms, then we wonder why people don't pay us at certain benchmarks of the projects, because we don't honor those terms ourselves, and we keep working on the damn project and shit like that. So that's one of those. That's an example of that. So cool, man. We got 4 minutes left here.
Cool.
Two more questions. How has your business improved since you've been implementing what you're learning in the fight?
Where do I start? I've already exceeded my sales goal for 2020. I actually had set it, you know, you said I'm on target for 1.25 this year, which is accurate, but my goal was actually 800. I hit that before the middle of June. Since then, in the ensuing month or whatever, I've sold an additional like 100 something plus $1,000. And so, you know, my sales have just gone through the roof. I've paid myself for the first time ever consistently all year. I've brought home probably quadruple what I've ever paid myself consistently, which has made my home life stellar. You know, my wife has a sense of security and she knows the check's coming. And before it was, well, I can maybe get us paid Tuesday, and crap, I can't get us paid Tuesday. And, you know, just those kinds of things. I've also paid off over $80,000 worth of debt already in the first part of 2020. And I've restructured about $250,000 worth of debt from, you know, short-term loans and past due accounts with vendors into some longer-term low-interest notes. So while I'm not out of debt, I can breathe again.
James, I'm excited, because when I saw that you'd paid yourself like quadruple what you've ever paid yourself, and on top of that, you paid off 80 grand worth of debt, you know, that's huge. A lot of guys take some, you know, a couple years to pay off that much debt. So dude, keep it up, man. You're kicking ass. So I have just under 2 minutes here. Final question. What do you tell a contractor who might be depressed or ready to throw in the towel? They're uncertain. What kind of message do you have for that person in the next minute and a half here?
Yeah. And I actually, you know, there's five or six things here, but mindset. It is, you know, I've heard you say frequently, you know, it's 90% mindset and 10% math. And I'm about convinced it's 97% mindset. It just makes such a difference. For me, the law of attraction has made a big difference in my life. And if you don't know anything about it, I'd say research it and then implement it. And then rid yourself of anything negative in any way, shape, or form that you can, and feed your mind. I don't watch the news. I've paused almost all of my Facebook feed except for the groups I'm interested in being in. And when I get a friend request, I'll see what their first three posts are. And if I don't like them, I just pause them or I unfollow them, because I'm passionate about keeping positivity in my life. You know, the one other thing I think that I heard that really helped me was, you don't have to believe what you think. Our mind lies to us. And you just don't have to believe it all the time.
Love it. I love it, man. Well, James, I know these are rapid fire, and there's so much more meat behind all these things that have come out of your mouth today. Dude, I super appreciate you opening up here a little bit, sharing a little bit of your story. And I guarantee, because I'm blessed to get the feedback from our listeners, I guarantee I'm going to get people that are sending me messages going, man, I could totally relate to that James guy. And it gave me some hope, man. So I appreciate you being part of the fight here today.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to be a part of it. You've been a big part of my change, Tom, and I know you know that, but yes, I had to implement, but first I had to have a source for the material, and that started with you. I appreciate it.
Good stuff, man. Well, I appreciate you being part of what we got going on and trusting my team and I. So dude, have an awesome day. And we'll talk to you next time, man. All right, fighters, thanks for joining us on the Friday Rapid Fire episode of the Contractor Fight Podcast. Listen, I know some of you resonated with some of the things that James was saying. And if you're like me, when I hear little bits and pieces of somebody's story, there's usually a part of me that wants a little more, wants to learn more, wants to dig into it more. And James is just one of the many people that we have in our 100K contractor group who is totally committed to working on himself, taking care of his family, and building an incredible future. If you want to build relationships and get to know people like James at a deeper level, pick their brains, lean on each other, and be part of an incredible community, I want to encourage you just to head to thecontractorfight.com/100K. Get on our wait list, and the next time we open up the program and the timing is right for you, you'll have that opportunity to jump in and be part of something that's pretty damn kick-ass, if you ask me. You guys rock. I got to roll. Let's get out of here.